Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
Now, I hear you've been clowning around.
It's true, to a certain degree.
My oldest, who is now a high schooler, said, all the kids these days are talking about it, too. Like she's 40, looking about all the kids these days.
Mason will hit me with that, too, and it'll be like, so these kids, and I'll be like, wait.
What kids?
I was like, pause.
Isn't it an R?
I was like, aren't you a kid? And he's like, I'm a teen. And I'm like, oh. Listen, everyone's a kid until they're at least 34.
Pretty much.
Like, there's not any teens, like, you're not an adult when you're 25. I was like,
no.
Bare minimum, 34.
I was at a job at the age of 25, and what was I called?
Kid.
The kid.
The kid.
The kid.
Yeah. There's no differentiation.
Give it to the kid.
And the older you get, the more everyone's a kid.
Yeah.
Like, stupid kid.
So, this is what I know of the original It. Creepy clown. I'm done.
I saw the original miniseries, the one with Tim Curry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
When I was a kid. It was another one of those, kind of like the same way that I saw the original Alien.
Ah.
Where I kind of snuck, and I was just like, oh, it's a clown. Like, the same way that, like, I had just recently seen E.T., and, like, I'm at my uncle's, and he has HBO, and I'm like, Alien? E.T. was an alien? And I watched that, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, all aliens are not like E.T. Like,
no.
There was no phoning home. There nope. was no, like, none of that. And I think in the same way, like, it was, I was at some relative's house, and I couldn't sleep, so I'm just in the living room, and they're like, oh, It. And I didn't know who Stephen King was.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay, sure. And so I've deleted a lot of it from my memory, but like, it horrified me. Because I was way too young, I think, to be watching it. I don't remember the year that it came out, but I do remember just being like, clowns are horrifying. Clowns are absolutely horrifying.
I did not read Stephen King when he was just shelling them out every year with the kids.
Yeah.
Because I knew how susceptible I was to nightmares and suggestions. And I thought I knew that putting that in my head was not going to help me in any way. So I avoided it.
Like him and Tim Burton give me like 20 seconds inside their head. Like, I want to see like just what a macabre, like, just warehouse must be there.
No, it's just them with a big lollipop.
Yep. It would be. They're just like, this is, I exercise it by telling it to other people.
Ooh, yep. So I know it was a book. I know it was a movie.
And like, it's not just a book. Like, it's like 1,000 pages. Like,
oh.
It's biblical. It is biblical. Yeah.
So that tells me, much like Lord of the Rings, It, too, is part of this biblical story of It?
The first movie covers, I mean, give or take, the first half of the book where mm-hmm. the kids are all young. And the second half is 27 years later when Pennywise returns and they have to take him out for good this time.
Now, Pennywise, also the secretary in the old Bond films?
I believe that's Moneypenny.
Oh, Moneypenny.
Yeah, they were. That's his cousin.
All right.
I think they're related.
Make sure I got that right. Okay, so Pennywise is a clown that kills people.
Well, he feeds on fear.
Did he go to clown college? Can he ride a unicycle?
I didn't read the book. I know that it probably has a lot of stuff not covered in the films, but they definitely don't cover. But I mean, like, this thing, I think they said, was like on track to do somewhere around like $97 million, $102 million. Mm-hmm. So for all intents and purposes, we're probably going to get like an It Begins or an like It like pre-chapter one or mm-hmm. before It or
I was gonna say
something.
Before It.
Yeah, like this has made too much money for them to just be like, no, this train needs to stop. There's no reason to continue this.
So, but that's the story. It's an angry clown who kills people. Yes.
He There's like this meteorite, and like it struck.
I was not expecting that.
I know, and like back at like Native American times and tribes, and like it feeds off.
Wait, you're telling me that a meteorite created a Native American clown?
It manifests itself later as a clown. It didn't manifest as a clown to I am not like a Stephen King like purist. Like, so I don't know this back and forth. It's like if you toss me an X-Men fact, I can just be like, well, in 1963, like I can't do that with Stephen King. And they give you kind of a very brief, like, this is where it came from. And I'm just like, wait, what? A meteorite? Like, this is like an episode of the X-Files. Like, what, what's going on here? And it's overwhelming.
So it came from space and ended up as a clown.
That's the way I understand it.
You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about the movie It, Part Two.
That would have put some Charlie Sheen in it. I'd watch that.
Yeah, It Two.
Jim Abrams, like, It Two would have been a very different movie.
So everyone who survived the original It is back in this one, and it's 27 years later.
This is one of the major flaws I found in the film. And like I've actually not seen the first one. Like I don't particularly enjoy this style of movie, and you and I were not reviewing films then, so I didn't have a purpose really to see it. But, like, this came along, and I'm like, this thing, there's no way this thing doesn't open to $90 million.
Right, because there's nothing else in the theater.
I have to cover it. This. So, it's about 2 hours
too
and
long?
49 minutes.
Oh, my word. I did not expect that.
The film does not know if it is a film or a miniseries, and it doesn't succeed at either. It's not long enough to be a miniseries, and they are constantly cutting back and forth between the older versions of themselves and flashbacks to the younger, the kids that played them in, I think 2017 uh-huh. was when it was released. But they're kids, so they've aged. And like James McAvoy looks roughly like he did 2 years ago.
Yes.
But if you're a 12-year-old kid and now you're 14, you don't. So they've had to do some kind of like digital trickery to make sure that they don't look like they've aged 2 years, even though kids are going to age.
Yep.
The same problem they're going to run into with the kid from Shazam. Like, mm-hmm. you can't wait 4 years in between it because he's not going to look. Probably doesn't look like that kid now.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to hire Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy, if you're going to get this cat, Bill Hader. Bill Hader's the MVP of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
They needed to trash all of this crap about the clown and going to, like, the town of Derry. And just do a movie about his life, because he is just one-liner after one-liner, sarcastic, dry, delightful. He is easily the best thing about the movie. And when you are in a movie with, like I said, Jessica Chastain and James McAvoy, mm-hmm. that's saying something. But like every time he's on the screen, you care.
What is his character?
His kid has grown up to be like this stand-up comic, and I think he does like some comedy writing and stuff. Like he's in like L.A. or Hollywood or something like that. Easily my favorite character, and like I said, I'm not baptized into it, so like I didn't have a lot of preconceptions going into this, but I loved Hader.
Mm-hmm.
All of this time you spend with the kids that in a miniseries. You could have had an episode detailing this right here, or mm-hmm. understanding what this, and like followed it with the adult version of them and showing why they feel this way. But as it comes out, you just split the time, you lose all of this development, and it's the same problem the Harry Potter movies had. You have just this amazing adult cast, and the kids just keep eating up at this time, and the kids are good. Mm-hmm. Like, but I really feel like it's just you're shortchanging both of them, and nobody really gets to develop any further. And again, like 2 hours and 49 minutes for a horror movie? Like, if you're
that's a lot.
If you're not Quentin Tarantino, or there is not a Of the Rings in your title, you don't need to get.
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
That lengthy. Like,
who makes a movie without hobbits that long?
Maybe if you have Endgame in your title, you can get away with that. But like, it just the middle portion of this movie, like, just grinds it to a halt. And when I say the middle part, it's like an hour. And it's just, it's all about like the, and nobody really gets to shine, and it just makes you mad because you're like, but you have all these talented actors. Why are you not letting them, you know, do their thing?
Do they bring in Iron Eyes Cody to explain things? And
I don't think so. Okay. I don't believe so. Right. Stephen King does have a cameo.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, they've apparently changed elements from the book, and it's kind of a wink wink. And he's just like, James McAvoy is an author, like in the mm-hmm. context of the movie, and they keep busting him on, yeah, I didn't like the ending. So Stephen King is mocking the character in the movie, mm-hmm. and like I said, I think it's supposed to be kind of a meta joke, and him just going, yeah, I didn't like the ending. Okay, he owns a pawn shop, mm-hmm. and he's like, oh, do you want me to sign the book? You've got one of mine. And he goes, nah, I didn't like the ending.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so I mean, like, there's it's not an absolute like dredge, but like it is way too long, and I really think the way that they want to do, because evidently they cut a lot out of this, and the director is saying that he would like to do a super cut of and this coming from the guy that owns like two different versions of the extended cut of Lord of the Rings, so I need to shut up, but he's saying he wants to do this like maximum or extended cut or whatever of the two movies put together and re-edited that's like 6.5 hours. And I'm just like, that's a miniseries. You wanted to make a miniseries. That's a 6.5 episode miniseries.
Anyway, so did you love it?
I didn't, but again, this is not my genre. I don't dislike like Shawshank Redemption, mm-hmm. Green Mile, The Fog. Like I do actually enjoy a lot of his stuff,
mm-hmm.
but the way that King writes, I really feel like it's better suited as a miniseries because he doesn't mm-hmm. write short books. Like even he famously doesn't like The Shining, which is actually a really good movie, but it's not a good adaptation of his book.
Got it.
So like, I mean, you've got to cut it. You like when you're having 500-600 page books, you have to cut stuff out if you want it at a manageable length.
How annoying for him, because here's Johnny is not just showing up everywhere, but it is homaged everywhere. Yeah. And it's like, oh, that's
you've
a part
got like
I hate
the
it.
Legendary Jack
you know,
Nicholson.
That's the part
yeah.
I hate it.
And he's just like, I don't like it. But I mean, right. he's got a good attitude, but like, I don't remember what I want to say. It was for Thinner. They were just like, do you hate it when they make bad adaptations of your book? And he goes, no. He goes, I get paid either way. He goes, it doesn't change my book. He goes, my book is still as good or as bad as it ever was. He goes, I just get a check, so I don't care. And I'm just like, well, I mean.
He and Michael Caine must have a lot to talk
about. That's a good point.
Yeah. All right. Well, so when did the good movies come out again?
Probably November. Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so It 2, the big moneymaker over the weekend.
Oh, like, listen, like, the critics are railing this thing. Like, I think it's only got, like, a 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is not going to slow that train.
No.
Like, the people that are into this, like, if you were into the first one, as I understand it, people I've talked to, it's not as good as the first one, but, like, it's bigger. It's very much a sequel. Like, it's just, it's bigger and louder. If you liked it, it's good. You've seen both Beverly Hills Cop. There's not really a third one. I don't acknowledge it. But the second one, it's not as good as Beverly Hills Cop. It's bigger. It's louder. It's fun. And if you liked Beverly Hills Cop, chances are you like Beverly Hills Cop too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's exactly where It Chapter 2 is. If you like the first one, it's like that. It's bigger, it's louder, they had a little bit more money, but it's not quite as good.
Wow.
And like I said, $100 million opening, obviously, like, they're not staying away.
That is crazy. Okay. Anyway, I just can't imagine wanting to see 6 hours of that. That's really floored me. Any musicals coming out this year? Nope. Nothing.
I'm sure Hugh Jackman is. He's probably singing somewhere.
Somewhere.
Like, I don't know if they're going to, I don't know if anybody's filming it, but he strikes me as the type of guy that, like, sings and dances through his multi-million-dollar house. Like, he's just like, I'm so rich, I played Wolverine, I'm drastically talented. And he's like, what, sweetie? And he's like, I'm just making eggs.
Okay. How fun. Anyway, hopefully, Adam will find something that isn't Drek for next week. And by that, something that Adam and I like. But, you know.
I mean, as I was flipping through the movies, like, I've almost seen everything.
Wow.
Like, it's getting to that point. Like, I'm really am. It's, and I mean, like, it's not a chore. Like, I have to go out and, like, shatter rock to make gravel. So, like, don't. That's not what I'm doing here. But I'm just like, there were just movies that, like, I had no idea that they existed. And
exactly.
Like, what is that about?
I think in the past few weeks, the best one you've seen is Dora the Explorer.
It's definitely in the running.
Yeah.
Like, for it, like, honest to goodness, after Hobbs and Shaw, I really think, like, it just, we kind of went into the dead zone and you're just like, well, we'll see if that works.
Yeah, on my show the other day, I was just looking for stuff, and it's like, bleh, bleh, bleh.
Like, I mean, Angel Has Fallen was a breath of fresh air, and I did not expect that to happen. I was just going to, I was like, oh, it's going to be a stupid action movie. And then I was like,
that's okay.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay, I can deal with that.
All right. Anyway, thank you for listening. Something wonderful will happen next week. I have no doubt you're listening to another edition of Parental Guidance Suggested with Jane Ellen
and Adam Cravens.